You are now listening to King of the Court podcast.
The Lakers. You know what I mean?
No. We're not gonna do that. You're gonna start this episode off by acknowledging that he's a scorer.
Fucking Charles White.
King of the Court podcast, season 4, episode number
11.
Are we at 11 or are we at 12?
If we at 11, then we at 12.
We at 11. I was just testing your knowledge.
You see?
Okay. They go reggaeton.
Listen, I'm coming back after the COVID break, man.
Go ahead. So maybe get some empathy views.
Staring at my Julius Randle autographed hat. I gotta make a little office.
Man, you need to burn that shit.
Yeah, ever since I got it, he's been shooting 40% from the field.
He got burned, all right. He put
his powers in there.
He got burned, all right, on Friday night. How you guys feel after that? You okay?
What?
You know what?
Oh, that Cam Johnson punked him?
Yeah, he did more than punk him.
He punked the whole team. Nah, I the reason why we lost is Tibbs' fault.
Why?
Because he pulled Cam Reddish out in the crunch time, put Fournier in. Fournier took two crazy contested step back threes. Both of them were air balls, and he lost his. And guess who he was guarding? Cam Johnson. Cam Johnson hit three threes in that stretch, and the game was lost. And then he realized his mistake, and he decided to put Cam Reddish back in, but it was too late.
Yeah, it was too late.
His rotations are too robotic, and the only people that...
It is too robotic for one, Stevie. He doesn't ride the hot hand, no homo. So,
yeah.
So say, like, if Cam Reddish was going for 50, like, he'll sub him out. And so if... He does that with Obi a lot too. Like Obi will be on fire, he'll score like 11 points in 5 minutes, and then he'll hit a three, and then he's like, "Oh, it looks like it's time for Jules to get back in the game," and then that's it. Like, you know what I'm saying? He doesn't follow like the flow of the game. It's just like they have to get certain minute quotas.
The bench is on minutes restriction, and the starters play like it's Game 7 of the NBA Finals.
Yeah,
and that's really what happens. Treats everybody like they're all coming off an ACL, or if they make a little mistake, you're getting yanked. But when you have the hot hand, Toppin doesn't stay in, Quickly doesn't stay in, and nobody stays in, honestly.
Mm-mm. No matter.
The only person that stays in would be Rose.
But the only thing that could be crazy is, like, Fournier will be, like, 2-for-30, and Cam Reddish will be having a good game like he had last time, and then they'll fucking – he'll pull – Cam for Fournier, like bro, Fournier's not playing good this game. Like, take him out.
Did you see it was jump shot, defensive rebound, turnover for another defensive stop, Cam Reddish layup. Then Fournier comes in and then missed two shots. The entire game breakdown just showed Cam Reddish repeatedly playing good for two straight minutes.
And he was playing good defense.
Yeah, he was getting stops. Rebound stops. He was using his athleticism. That's demoralizing to someone's growth, especially when we're a team that has been known to not develop players.
And you know what's so funny, right? The day that Randle gets ejected, Obi would have got some minutes. His ass was hurt on his birthday for his hamstring. Happy birthday, Obi. He turned 35 today. Or yesterday.
Everybody's hamstring gets tight on their birthday.
I hope not mine. I'm going to need them.
Hold that on. Was a demoralizing game.
Before we go anywhere else, I just want to take a moment. having to acknowledge Jules. Break Julio the Almanac. Took a hard loss yesterday, and that man still went out there and fucking gave us another episode. That's Omari hard work for y'all who never heard us say that on the pod before, but that motherfucker keeps working, man. So shout out
to what hard loss he took yesterday.
Grandmother passed.
Oh man, rest in peace, his grandma.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Still went out there and performed, man. Still went out there and did the show for us. A great show at that too. A highly anticipated show we all been waiting for. Still went out there.
You was on the episode?
Nah, I wasn't, but we all been waiting. I mean, you're not in the wrestling community, so you don't know what's going on.
Yeah, we knew the topics and the people posting it.
Pretty much. We all pretty much was looking forward to that show, and they didn't let it stop them. They still went out there, and you would never know. I mean, Andy, shout out to Dre too, man. They went out there and they put on a damn good show.
Go give it a listen.
They did a live recording from a wrestling event.
No. Just this was like a lot the going topic. On. Yeah, a lot of topics been going on. A lot of things.
A company that they both like in wrestling got purchased. So that's
what ECW
the topic.
Nah, not ECW.
So Chris Masters came with the Master Lock. Timberwolves. So I was looking, and you know the Timberwolves, man, they're not so bad this season.
No, the team that's good, the on the low.
I'm listening.
I'm gonna let you know this right now. Is the Pelicans?
They significantly improved.
The Pelicans so much. Getting litty.
Chubbs went down there to recruit. That nigga was not rehabbing.
It was all.
That's why he's in Portland.
That's why he was in Portland. He was recruiting the whole time.
It was all CJ.
Yo, they sent that nigga to Portland because they ain't nothing over there but vegans. They said, get your ass out of the fucking South, eating crawfish. Go over there.
They sent that nigga down there to go work out and diet, and he came back with CJ McCollum.
Yo, I can't wait till the Pelicans eliminate the Blazers one day.
Listen,
CJ McCollum's Pelicans.
Who are you telling?
Yo. If Zion comes to New York, boy, he's gonna be fat. He's gonna be another bacon, egg, and cheeses.
In all seriousness, though, the way Brandon Ingram's been performing as of late, the last 3 years, I want to say Brandon Ingram's.
I always said the Knicks need Brandon Ingram over anything.
You do. You got Brandon Ingram, Zion, and fucking CJ McCollum. Like, you got three consistent.
Brandon Ingram's a Duke nigga, right?
Yes. I don't like the way that sounds, by the way. But, yeah, he's from Duke.
So, what? We Duke niggas.
Not all me. Right.
Shout out to Coach K. Big Dookie.
Coach's took that last big home loss. Game. Coach's last took home game loss. Yesterday. To who? Who they lost to? That's right, Hubert baby. Aha. They like big that, Chris.
Nick Legend. Nick Legend. 44, nigga. I got a Knicks 44 legend. On me in New York like I'm Hubert Davis, you heard?
So,
But back to the Wolves, man. Anthony Edwards been playing trash. I don't know. He's hungover from the All-Star break. But they're still playing really well.
It's because D'Angelo came back.
Yeah. And Pat Bev's there. That two-guard rotation's great.
Don't let that go over your head, my nigga. D'Angelo. Yeah. D'Angelo. How they used to say that at the Barclays?
D'Angelo. D'Lo? Oh, yeah, he's back like now, that, and he's healthy now.
And Cat is balling. A good pickup, man.
Yes,
Cat is balling.
Future. I don't know how long he's to sustain. Everybody's a future Nick, right?
It's happening. It's gonna happen. It's time.
Y'all are gonna have Carl Anthony Towns and Donovan Mitchell. Ooh.
It's our mistake for not drafting Cat. That's our mistake for not drafting Cat. We should have picked him instead of Porzingis.
No, he
wasn't even available.
I know. That's what people say. That's what you're going to hear on the next ESPN. They're going to make fun of us for not picking Cat over Porzingis.
Just like they make fun of us for not picking John Morant. The Knicks didn't pick John Morant. What an idiot. I'm like, bro.
They should have traded off. Or,
yo, did you hear when Jalen Rose? Did you hear when Jalen Rose said the Knicks should have lost more?
Yeah, we had the worst record.
And he had the worst record in the league.
And the Grizzlies was like the sixth worst, and they won. Like, the fuck out of here, man. Like you know what I'm saying? People are just dumb. They just say shit on TV because they're dumb.
I've been trying to tell y'all. Motherfuckers just be talking, man.
That's why Jalen Rose lost his bitch.
We ain't going to do that.
Why we ain't going to do that?
Well, go ahead. You do that. That's your bag. That ain't my bag. I had to fill in for you while you was gone with that. raunchy shit.
She told Jalen, I don't care how good your hairline is. I still like Stephen A, even though his hairline's in the back of his neck.
Oh, so before we get to the meat and potatoes of a Lakers life, Sean, you want to tell us since you're the correspondent. You're the official correspondent of this team as you something watch them play more than anybody else. Way. What is wrong with the Golden State Warriors right now?
Something's in the way. Batman's back. That's all that was. There's nothing wrong with the Warriors. Batman's back.
Yo, Sean, I know. I understand something's your hype about this. This 50%.
Something's in the way.
Yo, I know you're hype about the little 56-point game, but in the grand scheme of things, if he has to do that every night, he can't do that every night. They're going to lose.
It took the entire Los Angeles Lakers.
Okay, can I say something?
They booed the Lakers.
Can I say something?
You get it? That alley-oop was fucking crazy. For him to be fucking 40 years old, catching that shit behind his head like that, that was a bad pass.
Let me tell you something about that play right there, right? And this is why I'm going to get into positives, obviously, because they won. I'm not going to say anything negative. I'm going to talk about the Lakers.
Nah, talk about how he got no handle and he got mad because he turned the ball over.
That's exactly what I'm going to get into. He turns the ball over. He says whatever to Malik Monk. He tells him to come to me, right? Malik Monk takes it, responds to it, gets the fucking steal off the inbound right after that, 30 seconds after. LeBron looks like he's tired on the other end, huffing and puffing, and sprints down and catches that alley-oop after, like, that's a good sign for your season. Let me tell you, before I even get into Bron dropping 56 and all this other shit, right? Everybody's
waiting
for.
I want to
talk about Carmelo Anthony's efforts last night.
Carmelo, he's been playing the best of the whole season.
No, that too. But I want to talk about what this is like, me watching this and saying, we talked about Melo not playing defense for years, him not giving any effort on defense, Melo not hustling. Melo's been hustling, especially last night. You've seen it. Melo damn near dove in the crowd for a play, got some blocks, got some stops, got some offensive rebounds. You got Bron and Melo playing your fucking 4 and 5 at 37, and Melo soon to be 38 years old within a matter of months.
But you know what it is?
And close the game out with hustle. Hold on. With hustle. So me personally, like watching that, I'm like, and them beating the Warriors the way they did, Bron scoring 56, Melo hustling, hitting that big shot at the end of the game, playing defense. That's a message you're sending to your team right there, the rest of the team. You know, as far as the rest of those guys now, like, what's wrong with the Lakers? To be honest with you, it's not nothing what's wrong with the Lakers. It's you have Austin Reeves, who's undrafted and looks like he's going through puberty, and he's playing his ass off. He's playing as a starter right now. And he shouldn't be starting right now. He should be starting right now because of how well he's been hustling, how well he's been playing. But we know Austin Reeves shouldn't be starting right now. Malik Monk, nobody wanted Malik Monk, and we got him at a damn good bargain price, and he's been playing well for us. And Malik Monk's supposed to be coming off our bench. Stanley Johnson.
Eight free agents next year.
Yes.
All those players will not be back, especially Malik Monk.
Stanley Johnson was fucking out of the league on 2-10 days. We signed him for the end of the season. He's our starting power forward right now. So, like, we're playing with people who – we're, you know, just signed DJ Augustine, who nobody picked up for a minute. Like, we're playing with people who are playing big minutes for us and in starting positions who were damn near out of the league. Like, it's not what's wrong with the Lakers. It's like, look what they have. Like, because what we have or what we thought we was going to play, we don't have. Like, you bring Anthony Davis back, then you fucking Stanley Johnson goes out of the starting lineup or whatever, because I feel they play their best with AD playing next to Dwight.
Knowing that somebody has, you know, it's the front office's fault for that.
It's not the front office's fault.
You protect the older and injured.
It's just been a bad year. Like, you got older players, but your key players have not been available like that. Like, even Bron, you know, he's been playing more older games player. Bron's an older player, but Anthony Davis isn't even 30 years old yet.
Injury prone, though. It's not like this came out of nowhere.
Like you need him out there. Like, him not being out there, even though you say, are you him playing more to five or whatever, but then it's like, Dwight would play more if AD was out there. You know, so now you're only going to get Dwight out there when they play the bigger, you know, front court players, because you ain't trying to wear out LeBron. You know, like, I was watching them play yesterday, and I was like, they're hustling. Even in the other games where they've lost as of late, like, they hustle. They're all they're all like their role players are all playing more minutes than they should be playing. So it's like they just run out of gas really early. You know? They have a bad quarter, you know, early on. Then they gotta fight from down 15 or 20 points. They make it interesting, but they just run out of gas, man.
They don't have the young legs to come back on teams like that. They have the experience. They need every one of those older teams had those young players that ran the floor, stretched the floor.
Stevie, they're out there. The problem is your young players are not coming off the bench and providing that spark when your older guys get tired. They're your starters now.
Sean, are you ready? Are you really going to avoid the whole thing that's going on?
What's going on right now?
Well, Russell Westbrook said, I'm not coming off the bench.
Frank Vogel said he's not coming
off the bench. No, yo, Russ, they want me to come off the bench.
Oh, Russ said
he
that?
Said no.
AP.
Yeah, he said it.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, Russell said, I'm not changing my role for nobody.
Go ahead, lead the way, because I didn't hear
and,
that.
And they said it's a that he's not coming back next year, 100%. They're both, they will end it. It's not working. That's not, this year is not going to work.
If oh, they said Russell's not coming back this year?
They said that both of them said there's mutual interest said, in not coming back.
Both no, they said it's 100%. Fact that nigga is not coming back. Both sides said that they don't want to be back. And right. He said he's not changing the way he plays or even doing anything.
Oh, all right. Well, y'all pick him up for us.
I'll take him. Shit. Wait,
he has an opt out right now. Just at the end of the
season. Nah, they gotta trade him. The Lakers gonna have to attach something to get him out of here.
Oh man, we'll deal with that at the end of this. We'll deal with that at the end of the season.
That's why John Wall didn't get traded, because at that contract, you're going to have to add something for us to take, for anyone to take that contract. Nobody's just going to take it for no incentive.
All right, we ain't talking about Russ. We'll talk about
why Russ. Why are you not talking about Russ? He's a major part of the team.
I don't want to talk about Russell Westbrook yet. We're going to get to Russell Westbrook. We're going to address you not calling LeBron James a scorer last week and him coming out and dropping 56 the next week.
He's not a scorer.
6 days later, 56.
He's not a scorer.
6 days later, 56 on your head top.
That's cool. That's great. He's
3 days after, three days after Julio said that Braun was going to have 61.
Yeah, but he said that night. That stopped.
It's all right. It was a little delay.
He still lose the bet.
It was a little delay.
You had Bobby Smurda out there looking still, like Isaiah Thomas.
Still a little delay.
Detroit Piston Isaiah Thomas on y'all.
It was a little delayed. It was a little late.
But it still wasn't 60. It took
a while for Batman to get dressed. The movie wasn't out yet.
Listen, man, that man, how long can he do it? How many more things can he do that? And if he needs 56 to score to be a struggling But that's whose fault is that?
It's nobody's fault. What do you mean?
Listen, can we enjoy the wizard
attach his legacy to?
It's not a fault. It's just unfortunate circumstances, right?
That's not unfortunate. We all know, Mr. Glass, that's
not an NBA starting lineup right now.
That's like inviting Chuck to a party and then getting mad at him for drinking. Nigga, you went with fucking AD. You know he gets drunk. I mean, you know he gets hurt all the time. And then now he's hurt. Now you're like, it's not his fault. You knew.
That better roster.
You knew. You invited,
better roster.
You invited Chuck to the party and he got drunk. And you're saying, oh, it's not my fault. No, it is your fault. You knew what he's going to do. You knew AD is going to get hurt every 5 seconds. You know that. You know he fought. He's like 6'11", 250 pounds, and he falls 100 times a game.
He got small feet or something.
No, it's not. He's just
It's okay. So, we got Batman.
Bumbaclad pussy. He's a pussy.
who got a better team? Jordan's Wizards or Bucky LeBron's Fish. Lakers?
LeBron's Lakers by far. Come on. Look who they have on the team. I don't care if these players are not performing well. Look who he has on the team, bro.
You know, I thought about you yesterday saying that while I was watching the game, and I knew I was going to hear that today.
Come on, be honest, bro.
These
niggas are blue chip players, bro.
Like you and the rest of social media and everybody who goes, it's six Hall of Famers. Four people
in the NBA. Anthony Davis is in his prime, bro. I don't care.
He has Anthony Davis in his prime, but unfortunately his prime is on the bench right now.
Okay. But that's been his prime his whole life. Russell Westbrook last year was balling on the Wizards. Come on. Russell's trash.
Listen, it's not working.
These niggas are good.
It's not working. You've been watching him and he hate it. Okay, hold on. Here's the thing with Russ, right? And this is the unfortunate thing, and this is what I had addressed a few episodes ago. Unfortunately, you know, when you play with LeBron, the microscope is on, right? The magnifying glass is on. Russ been looking like this for the last two seasons. Let's keep it a buck.
No, he hasn't. No, he has not. Oh,
At stretches, at points, right?
Okay. That nigga averaged a triple-double last year. How he look like this? Come on, I don't want to hear that, bro. Russ was balling.
If you look at Russell Westbrook's numbers this season, he's damn near averaging a triple-double.
Okay.
He's had the same type of struggles. Like, he's had the same type of struggles. I'll admit that.
What's the struggles exactly? Because the Wizards had a better record than the Lakers, and they didn't have
inefficient,
LeBron James.
Inefficient. And you know what? Russell Westbrook does better with less important players. When he has bigger stars, it's harder for him.
The tension isn't on like that. So you're not – like the Lakers – let's keep it funky. The Lakers are the most over-fucking-covered ninth seed team we've seen in sports history at this point. They're like it's at a point.
Okay, I'll give that to you. But what does that have to do with the on-court product? I'll give that to you. They are.
With the on-court product? Because I'm trying to tell you is that Russ been playing like this, inconsistent and up and down for the last three seasons.
Okay, so then why choose him over DeMar DeRozan, who's arguably the MVP this year, and Bulls are struggling recently. But let's talk about that.
Because nobody was in favor of DeMar DeRozan before he had this season anyway. So we're not going to start acting
matter.
Like this
but
is a lot. No. We're not going to start acting. We're not going to start acting like, oh, this is LeBron's fault because he didn't pick up DeMar DeRozan when everybody else in the rest of the league didn't want DeMar DeRozan either. So now because it's LeBron didn't pick him up and he's balling now in Chicago, oh, it's LeBron's fault that they didn't pick up DeMar DeRozan and they got fucking Russell Westbrook when nobody was looking for him at the end of the season the last few years.
We're not talking about the NBA. We're talking about the Lakers. Number one, the Lakers had a choice. It's Wojnarowski said this, the report, and the fat nigga Brian Windhorst and the little midget bitch Shelburne said, these are quotes, I could link articles and everything. They said the choice was between DeMar DeRozan, who wanted to go there, who was rumored to go there to the Lakers all year. We have podcasts with you saying DeMar is rumored to go to the Lakers. That was the number one. And then at the last second, DeMar DeRozan thought it was a done deal to the Lakers, but then the last second, LeBron said, I want Russell instead, and they switched and got Russell Westbrook. That's a fact. You cannot blame the media.
I'm not blaming the media, right? If you would just let me talk, if you look the way Russell Westbrook, because you just said Russell Westbrook had a better record than the Lakers right now. If you look at the way Russell Westbrook played at the end of last season, who were you taking? A lot of silence.
First of all, I was getting a text off.
Listen. Obviously, you're taking Russ, right?
No, I'm not taking Russ. I'm taking LeBron and Russell Westbrook are horrible fit.
I'm taking the fit. I wanted the same fucking player. I wanted DeRozan before this was even rumored or anything like that. I don't need to keep saying it. But like I said, it sucks because DeMar DeRozan's having the best season of his career. And Russell Westbrook is looking the worst of his career. And now it looks like, oh, man, this is LeBron's fault because he made the wrong choice. Like, that's terrible.
I mean, no, coming from the Spurs, it's not the wrong choice. Thank you, Steve. It was 50-50.
What was everybody saying? What was everybody saying? Let's be honest. Keep it real, 100 with everyone. What was everybody saying about this? We don't know how it's going to work because Russ needs the ball all the time and LeBron demands the ball. Russ cannot play off the ball. We've been saying that from day one. We knew that it wasn't going to fit. And what did I say? I said, yo, they're high IQ players. They're going to figure it out. Obviously, they're not figuring it out because Russell.
That was the thing.
Because Russell does not want to change the way he plays.
I'm going to tell you something.
I figured Russell.
Let me tell you something right now. If you look at it, I'm not even saying this because it's the Lakers. if you really look at the way Russell Westbrook's playing with the Lakers, Russ, other than his like early turnover struggles early in the season, he got that, you know, he got through that. Maybe that was just him being out of shape, different spots on the court or whatever, not enough, whatever. He's just not finishing, bro. He's not finishing at the rim like he used to. He looks horrible shooting the ball. He's getting the ball in good spots. Now, when he's been playing off the ball, first of all, I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to tell you what Russell Westbrook's strength is right now. Russ looks at his best when it's just him and one other star, and the other star is the person in the paint. Because when Bron was out and it was just him and AD, even though they wasn't winning some games, but the games that they won and the games that they were out of when they came back, he looked good because all he got to do is drive to the basket and dump it off. When it's him and LeBron, and Bron is playing at the five, and Russ is playing off the ball, and he's diving to the basket and doing other shit, he don't look bad. It's just that he just was not finishing at all. Like if people sat there and just really just said, okay, let me sit down here and not try to see what's wrong and actually just watch the Lakers play and see, it's just Russ just ain't finishing. That's it. He's not finishing. And then at the end of the games, depending on the type of game he's having and the assignment that he got, it's just like little fucking mental lapses on defense. It's not nothing where to say, yo, we're just going to just pick at Russell Westbrook. It's not – the Lakers' problem is not a one-player type of, like, problem right now. Like, all of them are – they're overcompensating for what they thought they were going to have to do. This season, with the player that they had, was supposed to be an easier season. They always supposed to just have to just to do what they do well. And unfortunately, because of injuries and COVID and a bunch of other shit, they're all overcompensating, and that's why it looks terrible. Nobody's doing what they get to do best because they have to do more.
My problem with this is with the coaching is that this is why you hire a experienced coach to help guide through this and navigate it through, maybe adjusting the way they play, making better adjustments on the way they play defense, offense, to compensate for the change in personnel that. and the developing the changes in the Russ situation, which Russ, like you said, same player, but to deal with the LA media, the media market that you have there, while having to deal with the regression in your physical abilities. But the regression of your physical abilities at the same time, that's a lot of pressure, especially if you get stuck in your head. And I'm pretty sure this man is stuck in his head.
Like this season right here.
No, it's not that. Y'all acting like
it's supposed to be a fun season. And it's not fun because every time they play, they're pushing a fucking camera and a microphone in front of their face every time they don't win. Like, I don't know why they thought this team was going to win like 70 games.
Why? Because look at the players they have on the court. Bro, if Anthony Davis is healthy, even when AD was healthy, they were still losing because AD feels like he wants to be
go back to what I was saying before, too. The same way how you just said, yo, the Lakers aren't going to win if LeBron's going to need to score 56 every night for them to be competitive. Like, nigga, look at how I keep telling y'all. Look at how we was losing. Niggas was having look at Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson always kills Russell Westbrook.
Okay, so that's nothing new. Look at the type of games that Reggie Jackson got to have for them to win. That's what I keep saying to you.
Okay, like, so why do the Clippers have a better record than the Lakers? And they're both their stars the whole entire year, not played one game.
I want to know,
how is that possible?
Right, better now, coach, got, better team.
They got a better, not only that, they have players.
They have a better team? The Clippers have a better team.
I was going to say
without Paul George and Kawhi, they have a better team.
I was going to say this, and I'm going to keep saying it, and I want y'all to pay attention to it. They are playing their players by their positions. They are not overcompensating, other than with a little bit more effort, because their stars are gone. And sometimes, in the grand scheme of things, and you see it right now, then you have less pressure. Because now you can play freely now, because you don't have to worry about, oh my God, we got to win this fucking TNT game because it's a premier game or whatever. Now you get to go out there. They're playing.
They got a weird type of pressure, though.
The second biggest media market in the world is the reason why the Lakers suck, because they can't handle it. Being that Russell Westbrook, Ben, he's a fucking NBA veteran. He's not a rookie, he's not new to this. He's been in the media spotlight for years.
Why are you not listening to the part where I'm saying that they're overcompensating? Why are you not talking about the Clippers without their two stars are
better than the Lakers without their two stars. And that's point proven. And that's what I meant about that. Well, when LeBron, LeBron and Davis were missing for most of the season on and off.
No, they was not. So let's. LeBron miss this year?
Oh boy, LeBron missed over 20-something games.
But the thing is, that's what I'm looking for. The Clippers got injured. Coach Lou made some adjustments, some changes. They changed the way they play. They put next man up. And everybody's playing like they have something to lose. The Lakers don't have that urgency. Even in the postgame, they just get sad, morose. But no one has that urgency. They have an urgency to win. But usually another team would have an urgency to not get cut, to not get traded, any of those things. The Lakers don't have that problem. They just sit there and just get sad for a few minutes if they lose. But they're also veterans, and they can't sit with it. So, honestly, those changes aren't going to happen overnight. You need veteran coaching. You need somebody to wake them up. And you need some youth on that team that's going to have a positive attitude
about
winning.
The youth is there. The positive
attitude
is there.
It's just not the right youth. It's not the right youth.
The youth is there. The youth are starting right now. So, I keep trying to tell y'all. The energy is there. The energy. What I'm saying to
listen,
you, if you listen to me, right?
If the Lakers would have got DeRozan, they would have had money left over for Caruso instead of paying Russell Westbrook $54 million, $44 million.
Like, you have. I keep telling you, you guys have Austin Reeves, Malik Monk, and Stanley Johnson in your starting lineup, and they're supposed to be coming off of the bench. That is not an NBA starting lineup. Their starters nowhere in the NBA. They are the energy, but unfortunately, they're using more energy than what they're used to because they're now their starters. They're performing well. They're just overcompensating in their role. Because the guys that they're supposed to be there backing up, you know, I was talking about the support players, they're the support players that support the stars are on the fucking bench. Are other star players on the bench? Are other star players, he's not a superstar anymore. And then you just got LeBron.
He can't close out.
That's what it is. It's not the media. It's not that the team sucks. The team sucks because the guys who are supposed to be backing up the stars are over there in the starting lineup. They don't belong in the starting lineup. That's like me telling y'all right now, yo, the Knicks suck, and y'all sitting up here and y'all playing quickly and Grimes and OB and all your fucking bench players.
Yeah. Welcome to our life. You suck.
No, it's not fair.
Welcome to our life. It is fair. Life's not fair. You suck. Take it as it is. Malik Monk and all your guys,
They're all not going to be stars like that right away because they have to support somebody. Or, like I always say with young teams, they got to go through growing pains. They got to learn how to win. Right now, unfortunately, you know, you want to see Bron win right now, but he's out there with the young guys who got to learn how to win first.
When
we get our full team back, different story. You know, they've had moments, you know, where you see the full team for maybe a three-game stretch or whatever. It's a different outcome.
I don't think any. Yeah, don't expect the full.
But
31
different starting lineups in the season. Come on.
Look at the Suns. Look at the Suns without their main point guard. Look at them. Remember, they used to lose. The Suns used to lose without Chris Paul. Got Chris Paul and he left. They know how to win now.
Yeah, thank you.
They know how to win now.
Man, I've never seen some shit like
that. You got some trash. You got some trash ass young players.
Keep calling my guys trash, man. They're good.
Those are a bunch of bums underneath.
They're very entertaining.
If dude, I'd be fucking tight. 37-year-old LeBron got to score 56 for us to win.
Barely win at that.
They didn't even have Draymond. They had one ACL, Clay.
Fucking Clay just killed us a few weeks ago in the fourth quarter the other Saturday when the Lakers were in control and about to win that game. So now he got one ACL. He got one Achilles too.
Yeah, but they haven't been doing good.
But you know the Warriors better than all of us. And 2 weeks prior to that, he fucking killed us, and it was like Clay's back.
Yeah, he's back. It's a day by day thing.
Life is a short. He shouldn't be so rough.
Yo,
the Grizzlies are number two in the West.
Good. That.
So you think so? If they make the playing game and they got to face the Grizzlies or the Suns, it's going to be embarrassing for them.
I tell you one team I don't want to play in the first round. I don't want to play the Suns again in the first round, but I'm confident against the Warriors. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but the Warriors are third. and they're probably going to keep going.
I'm just saying, if the Warriors end up in second place and we end up with like in the seventh slot in the play-in or whatever, I'm confident playing the Warriors.
The Warriors are fucking genius. This is perfect timing.
No, I'm confident.
Draymond rest.
I'm confident playing the Warriors, even with Draymond.
Stay in the third spot.
Are you're confident of guarding Steph Curry?
I'm confident.
Steve Kerr playing chess.
I'm confident playing the Warriors in the first round with our full squad.
Let's just focus on you guys getting to the play-in game.
Yeah, definitely. I'm just saying, like,
because LeBron, how many more 56 points LeBron's gotten?
How many times have you said that in the 4 years that we've been doing the show? How much more LeBron has? I just don't question. When it runs out, it runs out. Just watch it.
Hey, I'm watching it. And I'm watching this season look like shit. And LeBron had one high scoring game this year to fucking.
What are you talking about? He just had 49 the other, like before the year ended or right at the beginning of the year.
How many 50-point games he had?
Jesus Christ. How many 50-point? Trae Young had the highest point total of the season until Bron tied him with 56 last night. So how many
of
How many of your favorite players have 50 this season, man?
I'm just saying. I say he's not going to be doing that all the time. You're like, no, he can do it. I'm like, he's not going to be able to do it.
No, you just got finished saying that he didn't have no other high score games.
After the game, he didn't have no more 50. So he's not going to do that.
He had 49.
The season's over, but it ain't 50. The season's over, boy.
50, they won. They won.
All right.
So this is going to be the greatest playoffs of all time.
Yo, niggas is gonna kill the Lakers.
Just to start calling Saturday
start of calling all time.
ABC Saturdays. They really turned that, especially when Steph hit that deep three against OKC. This fucking Saturday nights is fucking Steph Saturdays.
It was like a boxing match.
Yeah, Golden State is on like every Saturday ESPN game. I mean ABC game.
Warrior games are like a boxing match, a good Warriors game, man. They just throw those goddamn three-pointers up from everywhere.
Nah, Warriors games are fun because it's not that. It's just watching the team try to stop Steph and see him run around 150 screens and all the plays Steve Kerr makes for him to get open for a three. That nigga runs like 8 miles just to take one three. You ever see that shit?
When he just runs like 50 that was three? A great move by Jason Tatum, and he just walked over Claxton. Can I ask you guys a question? Is Steve Kerr a great coach?
He's a really good coach.
Thank you. I just wanted your opinion on it, real quick.
And if you're comparing, if you're gonna compare Steve Kerr, you compare him to the greats. You might say he lacks in areas. It's amongst the greatest coaches of all time.
I just wanted to ask that question because I had that conversation with Wayne this morning. And, one of the housekeepers at the job, and they were saying that Kerr is not a good coach, and if he was a good coach, why he ain't coached? That's Mark Jackson's team.
Do you see the plays that they run for Steph and Clay to get open?
Yes.
Those plays are genius. Like,
no, he gets out coached.
Everybody gets out coached once in a while, man.
Okay, yeah. Stevie. Okay, hold on. He gets out coached. Thank you, Jay. Everybody gets out coached every once in a while. Okay, how many years are we removed from the Golden State Warriors championship? Last championship
was
2018.
Yeah.
All right. So, and then he went to 5 straight before that. What coaching experience did Steve Kerr have prior to that?
He was getting coached by the Suns.
So he wasn't coaching on the Suns. He was the general manager.
He was the general manager.
He was not the coach. Alvin Gentry was the coach, and that's why he took Alvin Gentry with him to Golden State. So we're talking about a coach who only has 8 years coaching experience, and five NBA Finals appearances and 3 championships. I'll accept Steve Kerr getting out coached once in a while.
And no, you know what? Every coach gets out coached once in a while because they make changes that don't in game decisions that don't work. It's just when it happens every game is when you're a bad coach.
Yeah, I'm just saying,
the New York coach, for instance.
Okay, goes the Brooklyn like Nets chucking up again.
Just like David Fizdale, for instance. Just like Steve Kerr in the beginning of his coaching career, he gets a pass because he's a rookie coach.
The Boston Celtics have beat. Well, there's a minute 12 left. They're 5. This is about to be the third time that they beat the Brooklyn Nets in 3 weeks.
Yeah, him and KD and JT is going at it. JT is probably one of my, even the one I said Siakam is better than him, I still like Jason Tatum.
What was wrong with you saying that Siakam was better than him 3 years
ago? At that time, he was.
What was wrong with that?
Nothing. Okay. He was better than him. All right. But people are saying, no, but he could do 75 step backs. And people, like, the step back is the reason why people say Jaylen Brown's better than him.
People's careers rarely match up with each other. So you're always going to get a player versus different parts of their career. At the time, Siakam was a much better defender.
He still is a better defender.
Where but is Siakam? At the same time, offensive player, he's limited. Once you start filling up in those reports, and they started game planning against him instead of Kawhi.
He's quietly having a good year.
He's good, definitely.
Well, that's because he's not a number one. He's a damn good number two or excellent number three.
Toronto down bad for a team that's winning a championship.
He ain't nothing but a taller Iguodala.
That's it. But he's a great like, I'll take him right now with our team. You know, you guys would love to have him. That's actually what y'all need with RJ out there.
Listen, that'll be a problem. The Lakers' problem is roster construction. They have good players. They just, the players don't fit. That's it. It's everyone on that team doesn't fit. Only people that fit is Melo, Malik Monk, and that's it. Everyone else don't fit, really.
Reeves don't fit.
You know what I'm saying? He's not. I'd rather Caruso.
Of course, everybody would rather Caruso. Three. But Reeves has been good to us this season, man. Everybody wants Caruso, but that boy's been good.
Crazy, but he ate Caruso because Caruso was locking niggas up.
He's not Caruso.
People are scared to play. Like, it takes so much pressure off the Lakers' bigs because their lack of bigs when you got a pit bull up top locking people up.
Yeah, but you also have rim protection with a pit bull up top.
Exactly, but now you got DJ out of there, that bum.
Yeah, but don't forget, you also had KCP out there too.
Exactly. That, I was saying, you had people that fit. Malik Monk is 3, no D.
That's Jaylen Brown for 3? Oh, game over.
Yeah, that 3 was clutch. KD about to pull up.
Jason Tatum has 51 right now, guys.
I know, he's smoking KD.
Yeah, KD got 37.
Kind of keep up in the fourth.
Jesus Christ. I mean, you were sitting up here talking about the young boys last year. What have they done? What have they done?
Curry, good man. It's
tell y'all, man, the fucking league is in good hands, man. League is in good hands.
Jason Boston's Tatum, a little scary. They're peaking at the wrong time.
They're peaking at the right time, you mean?
It's the wrong time. Jason Tatum. The rest of the league.
Jason Tatum, I'm going to shout you out because everybody who listens to this show by now may think I hate him. Just because I just hate his shot selection. But he's been hooping this last month. Hey, Yoda, he's been hooping?
He's peaking.
He's peaking?
Yeah.
Who's peaking?
Hey, yo.
You got to use the bathroom and it's peaking. Shout out to them. You know what I wanted to cover last week we didn't cover? When Michael Porter Jr. was getting his car towed.
The real thing is when homie said,
I'm Puerto Rican.
Black. I'm Puerto Rican.
I'm Puerto Rican.
Damn.
Nah, it was funny when Michael Porter Jr. said, nigga. I said, what? When I heard him say, nigga, he was like, look out for a brother or some shit like that.
I looked at him like, nigga, you ain't black.
That's probably why he hit him with the, I'm Puerto Rican.
I'm Puerto Rican, really.
Oh, man. Down bad in the offseason. Well, not the offseason. He hurt and he got his car towed. Did they ever say why his car was getting towed?
He could have just showed him his, like, you know.
Because he was at a MAGA rally.
He parked at a handicapped spot.
Oh, that's a good one, Stevie. That's a good one. He's supposed to be coming back soon, too, though. That's what I hear from reports. Sources.
They want the Jokic brothers sacrificed Marcus Morris. Can
we talk about these NBA bullies we want and these tough guys and enforcers? The conversation we was having yesterday or the day before?
What? Repeat that?
The conversation we were having in the chat yesterday about NBA, what? About the enforcers because of the rando ejection. Oh. Excuse me.
What about
and how him? Cam and how Cam was scared and how the league is soft now?
Cam wasn't scared because he won the game.
That's what I was saying. I'm like, he responded with 21 points in the fourth and the game winner.
The worst about it is the enforcers usually are the worst player on the team. Correct. So, like, I'm not really scared of you if you can't rebound. Like, I'm not fucking with you. You really suck. Like, you just come and hit a hard foul.
Exactly. It's like disrespect. Exactly. Like, nigga, we know you can't.
They become more of a joke. And you can't really have that player on your team now. You can't afford to have a roster spot for someone who's not going to. You'd rather have a cheerleader than a goon.
Thank you, Stevie, for that. All people are listening. Niggas is not scared of the enforcers, quote unquote enforcers.
You can't hoop. Cross them over and piss them off the next time off the court.
Niggas not scared of you. You can't hoop, dog.
Kendrick Perkins wasn't scared of nobody.
Fuck you mean. We know you can't hoop.
Everybody just trying to dunk on you.
Go ahead and use those.
Trying to be tough. Exactly. Everybody's singling you out at the pick and roll. Like, that shit is crazy.
Thank you. You said it all. I don't even have nothing to say.
Zaza
Pachulia.
Oh, yeah, he put the hit on Kawhi.
A Euro. You see? You definitely got to have a Euro. A Euro is a good money.
That is, oh, man.
Because it always looks innocent.
Yo, Paul.
The legal scream king.
Jesus Christ. He's him and Bogut. Him and Bogut.
Russ was dirty on that play. Y'all seen that play?
What play?
Where he was trying to trip up. Who was it?
When he dove for the loose ball.
He stuck his foot out on Reggie.
He be doing shit out of frustration. Yo,
yeah, he getting his ass buzzed.
Out of frustration. Yo, pause. What size is Zaza Pachulia's head? Is that normal?
Nah, he don't wear his fit. It is at least a size 10 and a half.
Yeah, there is no
a
fit.
10 and 3,
it's
4.
It's a knit. It's a knitted.
Gonna have an extra snapback band.
It's a knitted with the brim.
A 10 and 3, 4.
Jesus, is that normal?
I guess.
What do you mean you guess? That looks like a health condition.
I guess. No, that's the swag. Big head swag.
Jesus. This
right here is my.
Can you imagine going to the movies and sitting behind that nigga? It'd be tight.
What if he John Starks you?
What do you mean John Starks you?
I had a bunch of. Like John Starks there, Reggie.
That's it. There's going to be a rule for that, too. That nigga put you out. That's a rest of the season suspension right there. My son had the championship snapback on with no snaps.
My name is Zaza's back. Yo, what else we need to talk about? We need to talk about John Morant dunking on somebody horribly. Oh, Jakob Poeltl.
He killed Jakob Poeltl.
John Morant is probably the most exciting player in the NBA.
He is.
Yeah. He's having one of those seasons where he can't do anything wrong. And that those are great.
Because he's the new NBA darling.
That's what's going to happen.
And it's rightfully so in an injury-riddled season. The only NBA darling that we have that we had the whole year, and we were quick to, when he started slumping after he broke the record, was the trash him, was Steph. He's Steph the only NBA darling we have. Who?
Steph is always the NBA darling.
No, he is. I'm just saying. But everybody loved him, and then he broke the record, and then he went on a shooting slump, and everybody was ready to just toss him to
the Kawhi Leonard was the NBA darling a few years ago. We've had some good NBA darlings, man.
Yeah, but especially when it's the new guy. You know how I feel about you guys loving the new guy.
Luka, now he's just an angry European.
Yeah.
Nah, they're balling, though, since he got rid of his arch enemy.
Yeah, as soon as they got rid of Porzingis, they've been great.
As soon as they got rid of the spy?
He hates Porzingis. let's talk about Brittany Griner locked up in the Minnesota prison. And
of Russia. All people to bring that up, it's the woman hater. Or,
no, he loves the woman.
Yeah, sure.
Let's talk about that fucking assistant coach, Sidney Cardinal.
See, no. Stay on topic. Stay, Brittany.
No, I don't want to talk about that a little bit.
She is trapped in Russia. She is detained in Russia.
She's an idiot. Whoever brings drugs overseas is an idiot.
Hashish oil?
You couldn't get that in Russia? No, it wasn't even hashish oil. It's the fucking the cart, you know.
No, I don't know.
The weed carts. Of course you don't know, you straight-laced student. Listen to the real druggies.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knows the real stuff, hardcore stuff.
Yeah, you get the druggie left the damn vape pen in the Maybach seats.
Yeah, man. My bad. That was.
Yo, first of all, I didn't know what it was. I said Tito, who's USB
flash drive? They thought it was a flash drive. Stevie had his resume there. He left it. No, nigga, that nigga left the Zaza there.
Zaza put I'm like, oh, Stevie left the flash drive here. Let me let him know. You probably need this for work.
He left the Zaza Patrulli on the couch.
It's tight in the car.
Oh man,
he's ready to take his pulls, and then Jacob had it smoking some pulls before the pulls. Amari definitely was hitting that too. Jacob was passing it around when y'all went to sleep.
Yeah, he definitely had us cracking up yesterday, and then today early I came back from the gym, so I went to use their bathroom rather than our bathroom. So, you know, we got the stuff in the water, so you really can't see it because it keeps, you know, the toilet bowl fresh and clean or whatever, and the odor out of it. So I looked, the water looked a little dark. So I came out of the bathroom when I was finished. I was like, which one of y'all shit? And he was like, I ain't shit. And it's just funny to hear him just say shit back, like the star cursing. And he turned around and was like, I ain't shit. And then Jacob looked at me and he was like, I did not use the bathroom.
Sorry, Dad. Please don't crush me.
Oh, man. Anything else we got to cover since we just skipped over Brittany Griner's? That's a serious situation. And we just
beat her. She's not serious. They're just leveraging her.
They're going to hold her for a hostage. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, lift these economic sanctions. The rest are going to keep this specimen you have here in prison.
Yeah, and that's what sucks. They're going to use her as leverage, and they're going to use her against the
government. But you know what's crazy? She's been there for a month, and no one even knew.
It was a month like already?
How
over there?
No, she's been locked up for a month.
And we just found out last week, like it just happened that day.
Yeah, because she has no friends.
No, guys. Maybe she's probably getting paid more in jail than she does in the WNBA.
That's fine.
She makes more in Russia than she does in the WNBA. Yeah, but the WNBA is bigger? No. But Russia? Really, Russia, of all places?
WNBA is a sick place. Let me tell you something. They wanted to kick the Liberty out the league because they were giving them a private plane.
Yeah, because they're running up more in expenses than they make.
But the team is paying for it.
Yeah, no, they don't. It's an unfair advantage for other teams that can't do that.
It's in their CBA, they can't have private jets. And the Liberty said, listen, I'll pay for all the other teams to get private jets, too. Like,
where are they getting this money from? Because no one goes to the games.
It's the Liberty.
The Nets, owner, yes. So I said he'll do it for everybody for 3 years.
Yeah, he said he'll do it for everybody for 3 years. And the WNBA still said no. He said, you keep it up, we're going to throw the whole Liberty out the league. For trying to give them private jet, and he was willing to cover the cost.
Detroit had their own team
with the other teams. Yeah,
Detroit had their own plane in the NBA before other teams, from what I saw. Yeah. And it's fucked up, man.
What type of league are they running over there?
And they got to pay for their own flights.
That's insane. What if he missed a plane?
I'm staying in Russia jail. She got to make her own flight back home. It's fucked up.
Yo, that's hilarious.
Yo, Putin got her in the gulag. You heard? She's probably. Watch, you gonna see a picture of her in a tank shooting you Ukrainians. I'm telling you,
they're trying to convert her so badly. They're like, yo, you sure you don't want to join?
I'll let you out right now.
What if she ends up playing for the Russian national team in the next Olympics?
She's never getting out that gulag. As long as they keep putting the sanctions on America, she's never getting out that gulag.
Yeah, she's not losing a fight, though. She's not losing a fight.
She's probably running to jail right now.
Yo, this is insane, man.
This is supposed to be a serious topic. she could probably run the mail part, too.
This is insane.
Oh, she's running the whole jail.
Male, female, everything.
She got a whole tournament going.
Yeah. The gulag.
The Griner games.
The Griner games.
The Russian jail.
Jesus Christ. Well, I just see something.
The Gulag games.
Well, oh, Ben. I was supposed to just cover something too just now. I just forgot that damn fast.
Just to cover the Gulag.
Trade AD or LeBron. Or trade both of
them. You trade AD.
Package them for Julius Randle. No, you trade AD, you let LeBron. This is LeBron's team. You get some young point guards, young players.
You trade either one of them? Like, this is serious? A serious thing? You believe it? We're going to trade them?
Yeah, I would trade AD. AD sucks. And he has the most value.
So why would you take him then?
I wouldn't take him for the Knicks. I'm just saying he has the most value.
No, I'm not even saying for the Knicks. I'm just saying in general, why do you take him then? Like, if
why would a team take
like
him?
In, the like experience, in, like, the potential.
Like when I watch these things, right?
Starfield.
And I don't even watch it like, all right, this is my team or whatever. I just watch it with logic. If you sit up here every day and you're bashing a player, right? This is my whole thing with Ben Simmons. You sit up here and bash him every day, street clothes, he's always hurt, he's injury prone, he's playing too soft, he's not playing like a big man. And then you go, okay, now you take him.
Okay.
We're
not NBA GMs.
Trying to convince the world. Not you. I'm just saying, scouting's different from media. I'm just saying when I watch it, when I watch these things, I'm like, how the fuck are you trying to tell me that this player is no good and then trying to convince me in the same light to take him and give me your goods?
Scouting's different exchange from media, though.
But it also goes to a team like, say if the Grizzlies make it, the Grizzlies have mad draft assets and young players. Say if they trade for AD, that might take them over the top.
You consolidate your assets for a star player.
And it will help the Grizzlies' attendance. A whole bunch of things that helps out with.
All you forget about that. The putting business that part man's too. Face on a ticket.
Philadelphia.
In places like OKC.
We haven't spoken about Philadelphia yet at all.
I love the Sixers. We can talk about the Sixers all day, man.
Could we like join forces and root for the Philadelphia 76ers for the rest of the season?
No, because James Harden is I'm sick of him hoodwinking the league every time he doesn't like a team. Sick of it.
No, they started it. They traded him for Kevin Martin to pop it off. All he wanted was to get paid.
My man has unlimited fat suits. No,
he got just thick jerseys. They just put him in thick jerseys.
He's definitely a finesse.
That nigga got unlimited fat suits, man.
He's been shooting threes for paychecks.
That nigga just traded and shit.
He got traded and went on an Atkins diet. The fuck out of here, man.
But look at him. He's like the greatest teammate. Do you see all the pictures?
He's smiling and shit, him and Embiid. They're over there laughing at Ben Simmons.
It's looking like 2001 Kobe and Shaq. Ben Simmons.
He's not scared to play.
No, I'm not saying he's not scared to play. Now all of a sudden he has a back issue. Ben Simmons is week to week. I never heard that before.
He's rebounding. See the pictures?
The league is over. The year is over. How is he week that, to week?
Jay, the back, I told you. What did I tell y'all in the beginning of the season when I said Ben Simmons is not going to play? What did I say it was going to happen? He's going to say he's got a back injury. You can't really prove that. My back hurts. Back spasms or anything like that. There's nothing that's really going to be able to show.
He's happy to be there. Why
he is happy to be there. He's trolling. He's not playing until after the fucking March 10th game, the Philadelphia game.
Yeah. No, he's
playing after that game.
It's the final. No, it's not the fact that he doesn't want to play in Philly. It's the final fuck you until the playoffs.
You think he's going to come back to in Philly and then just score 100 on them?
No.
He's avoiding Philly at all costs.
No, he's not avoiding Philly. He's just it's the final fuck you in the whole thing. Like, no, I'm not playing. I'm not giving y'all the satisfaction even thinking y'all gonna see me back here until next season.
And until James Harden meets them in the playoffs and destroys them.
Fine, he'll be fine playing them in the postseason, but not that regular season game right now. Embiid
is the best center the league has had in years.
They're protecting. It's a protected investment. It's a final fuck you. He'll be on Embiid. The court in like 2 weeks.
And that's what the Lakers are missing. They're missing that Maxey, that young player who's superstar potential. That young player who has star potential.
You know who that player is for us right now? Do you know who that player is for us right now?
Alex Caruso.
Malik Monk.
And he's gone. That's terrible.
Malik
but, But the Sixers, though.
Malik Monk might have one of the worst noses in history.
Nose? That's what we're talking about, his nose?
You ever seen that shit? What is that?
I haven't paid attention
to it. It looks like a flat eagle beak.
I really think the Sixers could take it this year. If James Harden. Well, no, I don't think Embiid's going to let him lose. You see, you got Embiid and Harden. It's...
Yo, the refs, when they work, they got to bring an extra whistle just in case it breaks. Them two niggas on the court together? Flopping all around. Right.
Joe Embiid's already breaking free throw records.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Nigga, that nigga scored like 40 on the nigga that had 26 free throws. It's just like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah, I never seen no shit like that. I thought that was an error.
Because
we were watching the game, and I was like, I don't remember seeing him shooting that many free throws. That was insane.
12 free throws a game, he shot.
That's impressive.
Yeah,
they're going to have a free throw battle, them two.
Yeah, you're going to win games like that. That's how you win at the end of games, bro.
Everybody's going to be well-rested, too.
Don't worry. Danny Green will go 0 for 50 and lose him a game. Never fails.
Tobias is either going to get them over the hump.
Fake J. Cole?
Yeah, that's really, really what it is. Tobias Harris is, whether it's Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid and James Harden, Tobias Harris got to be that guy consistent in order for them to get to the next level.
DeAndre Jordan is the bag finesse of all time. One of them. Well, he's up there with them. He is on the
Chandler
Sixers.
Parsons is the best.
Did you hear his Kobe? Oh, you sent the link. Did you hear his Kobe story, Stevie?
No.
When Kobe paid his bar tab for $20,000 for being nice? La Mamba?
After everybody told him that Kobe was going to be an asshole and was going to smoke.
Nah, because they told Kobe that this young nigga got the bitches. You know, he be having a Coke and the white bitches on a boat. Him and Tyreek Evans and OJ Mayo taking hardcore drugs. They all played together at one point. It had to.
Where? In Memphis?
Look that up. It had to be. There's no
Memphis seems like a place where you do some wild drugs.
There's no reason why they're all out the league. And Chandler Parsons has been sniffing coke for years.
It's somewhere in the Midwest. You get caught up in that.
Don't exclude your boy from this either.
Who?
His best friend.
Who's his best friend?
You know who his best friend
is. Mark Cuban?
No.
Oh, yeah,
it would appear to be that way the way he paid it. You know? Exclude your man from this. He ain't there no more.
Ooh.
He ain't in a Knick uniform no more. You'll figure it out.
Ooh.
Joakim Noah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, man. That nigga said, I'm too lit for New York. Yo, that nigga is a legend. I love Noah, though. That nigga hates the city of Cleveland.
The MVP is on the court.
Who's the MVP?
Giannis.
Oh, the Greek freak?
The throwaway MVP that nobody wants to crown MVP.
Bobby Portis is the fucking MVP.
Because everybody else is having their best season and he's consistent and is now being overlooked because we're used to it.
You know who's being overlooked? The Lakers. The Lakers are
Tim Duncan right now. Giannis is Tim Duncan. Yeah, East Coast Tim Duncan. Let's go. That team is good, great. You'll see them all play
Sean,
all the time.
You know who the Lakers
media.
Need? They need Steven Adams.
Yeah. Every team needs Steven Adams.
Yeah, need Steven Adams. And y'all need Elfrid Payton.
Greek Freak
Listen,
is the face of the league.
Y'all still got Fizdale over there. Y'all should sign Emmanuel Mudiay. He'll get him right.
At this point, I'll take Markelle Fultz.
Nah, he's balling. You can't have him.
Give me one of them niggas. They got 3-point guards over there.
You're not giving up Markel.
I'll take Suggs. I'll take Cole Anthony.
You have a Yo. Center and you have a point guard.
Boy.
You have a center and a point guard already.
Yo, you everybody else will catch that eventually. You are something else.
Who, me, right?
I heard what you said.
Yeah, nigga. Oh, about Markel?
I should have fucked up my whole train of thought.
My nigga, up in the world.
Stevie, you got anything else you want to cover?
No. Free Brittany Griner.
Free Brittany Griner. Tito, you got anything?
The Lakers have a point guard and a center. His name is LeBron. Don't
leave my damn Lakers alone, man. Just acknowledge him.
I'm not acknowledging. Fuck LeBron.
Acknowledge him after he was talking
Michael Jordan gang, nigga.
After you was talking Jordan that gang. Shit.
Nope, the new GOAT.
Nigga,
the new GOAT.
Nigga was Steph talking Curry, about all that Steph GOAT. Curry shit. And then it was like, all right, I got something for you next week. I heard you, nigga.
He is. Let's see LeBron get out the first round. If he gets out the first round this year, then he's the GOAT.
He was talking all that shit last week, and then nigga said, right, I got something for you next week.
If LeBron gets out the first round this year, then he's
yo,
the GOAT.
Yo, why does it always have to be a if?
Because he's not the GOAT.
Yo, there always has to be some type of wild stipulation. Or fucking,
how's that wild to get out the first round?
Or goal. Nah, because you always need him to do some type of fantasy booking in order for you
to set to get out the first round. The bar is low.
Y'all have always have some fantasy booking for him to still
Stevie,
be.
Is the bar low for LeBron now?
It's lower. It's been lowered. We appreciate. We don't look for We're not looking for championships right now. We're looking for fun. We're looking for
every year the fucking league.
We're looking for competition. We're looking for growth and development.
Because he's playing
Sean
the championship
was
player.
A championship year. He thought it was.
I had a whole dinner and everything planned, and I'm not done yet because he's gonna make history and win from the play.
He's a little
short. Listen, this is not 3-1, boys. This is far from that.
This is a far greater obstacle to climb.
This is far. If he wins this year, nigga, that nigga is the greatest person to live, nigga. I'm talking
this
about
is,
better than
this is,
He's the best. He's better than Martin Luther King.
This is
Muhammad Ali. Everyone. He's him. That nigga is Jesus, nigga.
This is
if he went, if he
coming when Kevin Durant was there. This is some hill to climb. Oh my
it
God.
Is true though. If he wins the championship,
He's the greatest human ever.
Yes. No. He could fuck the championship. He's getting Nobel Peace Prize, nigga. If he wins this year. That's a fact, nigga. That nigga is better than Ben Franklin, nigga. He invented electricity. You fucking crazy, nigga. LeBron wins this year. Are you crazy?
If
he's
not
averaging 50 points a game and just goes on a wilt streak and just start dominating, that nigga's the greatest human being to walk this earth.
At 37.
Yeah, nigga. They should.
I told y'all he's almost in the final form. You see the season. It's a light season,
nigga.
Though, right?
If they win the championship, if they win the championship this year, I'm starting the Church of LeBron, and we're gonna worship him.
You do know LeBron's currently sitting at home with 16 needles inside of him in a hyperbaric chamber, probably sleeping, ice down with his knees. Yo, you know how finished he probably is right now.
No, LeBron got that school right. And he takes the kids' blood in his school and drinks it to stay youthful. I'm telling you.
I'm out of here.
That's why he got that school. What's it called? The I Wish, I Promise. That nigga is stealing their blood. Nigga, I'm telling you. That nigga LeBron's he do everything. He did it first to save his hairline, but he realized it wasn't working, but it gave him extra strength. So that's why he keeps taking the kids' blood. I'm telling you. You watch him. He's like Jay-Z. Jay-Z gets all these young rappers and sucks their blood, and then he becomes the greatest rapper ever. That's how he did it. He took Young Chris. I'm telling you. He took Young Chris' whole soul, nigga. I'm telling you.
I can't entertain this no more.
It's true, man. I'm telling you.
All I gotta say is he got the
check out my
YouTube
page. You see my YouTube page? It's gonna be NBA and rapper conspiracies and LeBron drinking kids' blood. Him and Jay-Z, that's why they're the rock together. I'm telling you, they be drinking kids' blood. That's how they get they stay rapping the good and fucking basketball. I'm telling you, bro.
That's what they serve at the Rock Nation, bro.
Who loves Savannah more? Mark Jackson or LeBron?
This nigga's on one right now, boy.
Who? That's why that nigga's not in the league no more, son. It's over. You never gonna coach. You try to fuck LeBron's wife.
It's not the Christian stuff or the helicopter.
No, you nigga. He probably winked at her and she told him, and it's over for him.
I don't even think he would be broadcasting anymore if that was the case.
Nah, he don't got power over the broadcast. He got power over the NBA. That nigga told Stern and Silver, if that nigga is here, I'm out.
Wow. He's gonna go play with Brittany Griner in the Russian jails.
He's gonna keep drinking kids' blood. That nigga's a fucking black Dracula, nigga.
It would appear to be that way. He's the ageless one. The light season's in effect. He's almost at his full form when he hits bald.
That's why he loves. That's what happened. he's like, yo, I love Dennis Smith and Shabazz Napier. Come to work out with me. And then he took their blood and they lost their powers, nigga. That's why they suck. That's why every young nigga LeBron bigs up, they suck. Because he fucking steals their power. I'm telling you, bro. That nigga's a fucking evil demon. That nigga's a chupacabra. I'm telling you, bro.
You see him scouting Cleveland. I already told you about this.
Yeah, I told you. Watch. If he goes to Cleveland or Darius Garland, Mobley, them niggas gonna suck. And then but LeBron's gonna be averaging 50. They gonna be like, see?
It took Kevin Love 6 years to retire to recover.
Nigga, what happened is Kevin Love walked in on one of his fucking blood drinking rituals and that just fucked up his mental health. I'm telling you, bro.
Chris Bosh.
That's why Chris Bosh is out the league for the blood clot. He drunk the wrong blood and now that shit fucked his shit up. I'm telling you. Yo, just watch it.
Oh boy, man. I got anything else? I'm about to go
eat. There is a pattern.
There's a pattern, right? I'm going with this, right?
Yo, that's why Kyrie's crazy now.
I'm going. Oh,
holy shit!
Yep. I'm telling you, I'm telling you. Look what happened to Delonte. That nigga went batshit crazy too. I'm telling you, bro. Niggas fucking LeBron. That nigga fucked you up, kid. I'm telling you, Dennis Smith is done. Shabazz Napier, we don't know where he at. He dead.
David Blatt is gone for
David Blatt. He got Blatt out of here.
I can speak for David Blatt because I've seen him in the bank after. He was like, "You see,
yeah, he looked like he was on a run, nigga. He was ducking LeBron. I'm telling you, that nigga tried to expose the blood drinking. Look at J.R. Smith. J.R. Smith looks homeless, playing golf now. Nigga, yo, son, this shit is fucked up. J.R. Smith was about? Like, he had a reverse.
Yeah, reverse
shit. That nigga,
because he was already crazy. No, but J.R. Smith was already crazy. He got normal fucking with LeBron. So if you normal fucking with LeBron, you going crazy after.
Yo, son, would you let your kid sign the clutch? Nope, because then he's going to take the blood. Him and Rich Paul, they drinking blood.
Look what they did to Noel. Took his money and blood.
And that's why he can't catch the ball no more. Nigga can't catch the ball. That nigga LeBron took his powers. LeBron is a monster from Space Jam. He is not. He is a monster. I'm telling you, bro.
It gets deeper. Look at Ben Simmons.
Dracula.
Oh, look at that. See, look at Ben Simmons, bro. Yo, son, name one young nigga that LeBron's fucking with heavy that didn't get worse after they started fucking with LeBron. That nigga is taking their powers, bro. This is a fact.
Have you checked on Ilgauskas?
That nigga's in. He's in the war right now. His head sticking out the top of the tank. He can't fit in.
Ricky Davis was the first sacrifice.
Nah, Ricky Davis wasn't going for that shit. That's why they got him out of there.
Ricky Davis sacrificed himself when he said that LeBron was the help.
That nigga said, nah, LeBron's here to help me get better. What fuck y'all niggas talk about? That nigga said, oh yeah? Watch this.
Oh, LeBron had Carlos Boozer in Utah.
Yo, have you seen his high school teammates?
With the Sharpie marker.
His high school teammates?
Them niggas look like they 80. See, LeBron ain't give them the fucking truth serum. That nigga LeBron got the Captain America serum. I'm telling you, bro.
Carlos Boozer went to Utah, painted his head black.
Nigga. Hey, he was fucked up. All right, I got to get out of here because this is crazy. This is getting worse.
It's starting to make sense. Yo, put me on Joe Rogan. I'm going on Joe Rogan. Once I go on Joe Rogan and I bring this up, nigga, I'm going viral. Movies. Viral.
Oh man, this is crazy. Any other teammates?
Let me see. We gotta go back into the vault. What happened to that nigga, Ira Nimble, whatever his name is?
Ira Nimble?
Yeah. There's a lot of bum niggas LeBron had. Look at Damon Jones.
The nigga was dancing on the sidelines with Danny Green back in the day.
Who else LeBron had that he fought? Look at Shump. Shump is out of there.
Jump into a bag of dancers.
Yeah, that nigga's twerking. He's on twerking with the stars. Nigga, LeBron's a fucked up individual, man. That nigga fuck Kevin Love up. That nigga ain't the same.
How are you going to put Kevin Love's mental health on LeBron? This is insane.
He walked in the back room. Kyrie, mental health, look.
Davis's knees.
Nigga, that's that
Delonte
shit.
West, Kyrie, Kevin Love.
Look what y'all saying. These niggas is going crazy. And that was 3 and 4 seasons of playing with LeBron under that stress of being about being over evaluated every game. And now you're looking at the Lakers season. And now look at the Lakers season.
Why do you think LeBron loves Tristan Thompson? Because that nigga got mad kids so he could take the blood from him.
Doing the King's work.
That's it. He's like, go out there and create some super soldiers for me.
He's doing the King's bidding.
That's it. They get LeBron. That nigga, I'm telling you. Keep fucking with LeBron if you want.
Le Dracula?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm out of here, man. King of the Court podcast. Season 4. Episode.
Yo, this episode is titled Conspiracy Theories. That's a fact.
I'm just going to put the ageless one.
Nah, conspiracy. LeBron, Count Dracula. Fuck out of here, LeBron, you fucking bastard.
Yo, lady, yo, we out.
All right, peace.